This is special halachas of someone who sells a house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael. I raise a goyel miyad. He can redeem it immediately. The goyel kol shneim also chodesh. He has within the first 12 months of the sale to redeem it, and after that he cannot redeem it. I raise a kamin ribis ve'ena ribis. Why is it like a ribis? Because if you lend somebody money, you take back more. Then that is ribis. Here, it's not a real sale because the sale is final. You can't sell something and make a condition that whenever I want, I buy it back. That's a contradiction to the sale. So here, you do have such a case, which you bought something and you gave up the money for it, and now you're using it, and eventually the moicher could have you give back the money and give back the house. So basically, what's happening is, in the case that Moicha exercises this right, what happened was, I lent him money, and he's paying me back, and in the meantime, I'm using his house, which is the ribbis. Ma meis ha-moicha yigol benoi. If the Moicha sold it, died, then his son can redeem it for him. Meis lokeach yigol miyad benoi. If the one who bought it died, then the Moicha could redeem it from the son of the on a border. Eina moina leishana el mishasha mochalo. We don't go by the Rosh Hashanah to decide the year. It's 12 months from the time that he sold it to him. Shenema ad melois leishana tamima, a full year, which is an entire year from the date that it was sold to the day it can't be redeemed. Kshu oime tamima lahavi chaydash eiva. That's the extra word tamima to say that if there was a chaydash eiva, it was a leap year, then he has up to 13 months. He gets an extra month to redeem it. Rabbi holds that he gave him the lunar year plus the days missing for the hashlama of the solar year. According to Rabbi, it's not 12 lunar months, but it is 365 days.